This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
Joining us this morning is Ken Kukurowski. And we have a couple things that we're going to be talking about. And I think that you'll be very interested in what Ken has to say. He was supposed to be with us last Sunday, but due to the hurricane, Ken got 9-10 inches of rain, lost power for a week, and was telling me that his wife was very, very clever with the gas or charcoal grill, where she could even make toast in the morning on the grill so that they could have breakfast. Very, very ingenious. Ken, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Good morning to you, and good morning to all your Garden Club listeners.
And you have power now?
Yes, we do. We have power now. We actually had, the week has been a beautiful week, made up for a terrible weekend. But we have beautiful weather here now. The eastern part of North Carolina is still draining from the hurricane. All the headwaters from all the rain that came into the middle of the state is still draining out. It's got to drain out to the ocean. So they are still in a bad way. But we're good here now.
That's great. Now, one of the reasons to have you on today is to announce some changes at the Bayer Advance Company, and I'm sure our listeners would enjoy listening to what has been going on for the past couple of years and the changes that are occurring at Bayer.
Well, Paul, I can tell you about what's already happened, because it already has happened. As of the 4th of October, the consumer home and garden business for Bayer Crop Science, we call that Bayer Advanced here in the United States, and in Europe it's called Bayer Garden. Those businesses have been sold to a French company called SBM Life Science, capital S, capital B, capital M, Life Science. And SBM Life Science is a home and garden company in France. It's dedicated to this business, and now it's a home and garden business all throughout Europe and the United States. For us, it's a very good opportunity to continue on the focus that we've had for bringing innovative products in the marketplace to our consumers. From the perspective of SBM, however, it is a company that is by far focused on bionaturals, and I really suspect in the very near future, as we continue our R&D work, our innovative R&D work, we're going to be doing a lot more bionatural work for our product line as the future unravels for us.
That's a great thing for the home gardener to have natural and organic products to use in their gardens.
And you know, your listeners, if they want to, they can even look up SBM on the internet. It is it's everything that you have on SBM is going to be in French, so you have to be able to speak French to fully understand it. But if you look up SBM development, and it's the French way of spelling development, there's an extra P and an extra E in the spelling of development. You can find it. You can learn about SBM just like we have learned over the last year as we've been transitioning to this move. So
now,
probably for about the next 2 years, you will still see Bayer Advanced products in the marketplace because we cannot switch over the labels immediately and cannot take all the old product and switch it out. But in probably within 2 years, you will see the same blue bottle, the same red shield, and there'll be a different name, something else development. Maybe SBM, maybe something else, I don't know. But it'll be the same. It's the same group of people who've been working on it. We have lost only two people in our whole group, one who retired naturally and one got married and had to move to a different territory because her husband was in a different area. But everybody else is the same.
Wonderful. So that's a good point that Bayer is now part of a company that's going to push a lot of natural products and just make things a lot safer for us in the garden. Now, the other thing, you have been running a test, and I've had the listeners have called and said to me, Paul, I bought some flowers, and it had a little tag in it, and it said that the flowers have been treated with imiraclopid. And what's the situation? Is that going to hurt the bees, the pollinators, the butterflies that go to these blossoms? And you have been testing this, and you got some pretty good findings. Can you tell our listeners about that, Ken?
Yes. This was we have the same questions too as you get. And as you know, imidacloprid is used in greenhouses to control aphids, thrips, whiteflies, pests that greenhouse people do not want as part of their production, and nor do we want to buy plants when we go to the garden centers to buy our plants. We don't want to bring home a problem from somebody else's greenhouse. So it is a serious tool that's used in greenhouse production. But we've been hearing about all these presentations where people put imidacloprid in the soil and treat the plant and grind up the whole plant, and they continue to find imidacloprid there, which is what it's supposed to be. Imidacloprid is in the in the leaves, in the stems, so it can control whiteflies and aphids. We conducted a study in 2015, a field study, where we looked at taking plants out of the production greenhouse once they were in the garden center, buying them from the garden center, and then bioassaying the nectar and the pollen from those plants, from those flowering plants, and seeing what the effect is on honeybees. This whole study, which was a huge field study, was presented at the International Congress of Entomology. You know, the findings were presented at the International Congress of Entomology. We abbreviate that, call it the ICE. And that was done the last week of September. The whole study is going to be published in a refereed journal. That means a journal that peers who understand the science look at the study and critique it and make sure that the finished product is a good product to publish in a refereed journal. But anyways, so we did this study in 2015, went to four locations in the U.S., Los Angeles, Kansas City, the Orlando-Tampa area, and also Raleigh, and we collected plants from those locations from garden centers, flowering plants, and we assayed the nectar and the pollen from the blooming plants within a day or two after bringing them out of the garden center. We didn't tell anybody we were doing this, so that the production greenhouses in the areas, and you can imagine from being spread out around the whole country like we were, we had production greenhouses that were delivering plants to garden centers from all over the country. They didn't know we were doing the study, and we did not know what products they were using for their greenhouse production. So it was what in science we call a blind study. We didn't know, we just knew what the results were. It was a huge study. We had to buy lots and lots of plants to collect meaningful amounts of nectar and meaningful amounts of pollen. Before I go into explaining the data, I have to explain to the garden center listeners, your garden club listeners, that there are two values that you need to understand about imidacloprid or other insecticides and fungicides as well. The EPA makes us establish a level of concern value for, in this case, imidacloprid. And we have determined scientifically with EPA approval and EPA scrutiny of the data that the level of concern for imidacloprid in nectar is 25 parts per billion and for pollen, 100 parts per billion.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Ken. When we come back, you can continue to explain about this program that Bayer is undertaking. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito Flea and Tick Control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no-mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941, naturalalternative.com. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski, and we're talking about a survey that they are doing because they started noticing that some of the greenhouses were treating their plants that you were buying at the garden center with a product that they produce, imericlopid. And they wanted to make sure that it would not affect the bee population in your garden. And Ken has been telling us a little bit about it. Ken, give us a little bit more news about what the results was of this garden test that you ran in four parts of the country.
Sure. Again, just before we get started into results, again, the level of concern for imidacloprid in pollen was established at 25 parts per billion and 100 parts per billion for pollen. What we found was that about 95% of all the plants that we assayed one or 2 days after buying them from a garden center had levels of concern in the nectar and the pollen way below the 25 or the 100 parts per billion. We found, and, you know, the next question would be, you know, which plants had the levels of concern above the levels? And we found that annual salvias, the red ones, the white ones, or the perennial salvias, or also gazania plants, had levels of nectar or pollen above the 25 or 100 parts per billion. Those three plant species altogether make up about less than 3% of the total ornamental bedding plants sold in the country. But you might also ask, so what else did you test? You know, what are the plants were in the test? You mentioned salvias and you mentioned gazania. Well, the other plants that were in the test were impatiens, verbena, foxglove, snapdragons, coreopsis, petunias, columbine, Gerber daisy, creeping phlox, and woodland phlox. These were plants that we could find all across the country in all four locations, again, plus the salvias and the gazania that I mentioned, so that we could do a study all across the country to make sure that we understood what level of imidacloprid might be in the pollen and nectar. And all these plants that I just mentioned, the impatiens, verbena, foxglove group, had levels of imidacloprid that were either undetectable or way lower than the 25 ppb or 100 ppb that was the level of concern established by the EPA. Now, what we did also in the Raleigh area, Paul, you know that we have a research farm about 30 miles southeast of Raleigh. But right. In the Raleigh area, what we did was we bought a second set of all these plants. We planted them in the nursery of our research center, watered them, took care of them, and a month later, we went and assayed the nectar and the pollen. And in this particular set, we even had perennial salvias, and we found almost undetectable amounts of imidacloprid in the pollen or nectar from all the plants, not just the ones that didn't have very much there to begin with, but even for perennial salvias that had above the level of concern coming right out of the greenhouse. And so it tells us that the greenhouse production people are really using imidacloprid, which is an important tool for them, using it correctly so that the concerns that we might have about plants, blooming plants that you buy and put in your garden, are not a problem. That you can buy blooming plants from the greenhouse, put them in your garden, and they're not going to cause a problem for pollinators, including honeybees. This bioassay that we were doing was done with honeybees in mind, because the level of concern for the pollen and the level of concern for nectar is all based on honeybee studies. This is a really big study to do, a very complex study that we conducted all across the country. We did it as a blind study, so an analytical lab did the analysis. We didn't do the analysis. We were very, very pleased with the results.
Wonderful. Ken, thank you so much for relieving some of the concern from the home gardener that when they see these tags in their seedling trays, they won't have to worry. And you have a good weekend.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It was nice to talk with Ken and to get some positive news that will relieve a lot of concern for those of you that are gardening, that the insecticide that's in the plant will be below what the EPA requires and will break down in time to keep the plants and the insects that do the pollination safe. So that's a good sign. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. So if you need some help, give us a call. It's the fall season, and a lot needs to be done to put the garden to bed. We've been talking about bulb storage and how to handle them. And right now, most of your houseplants should be brought inside. So, for example, if you have some hibiscus, some tropical hibiscus that you put on your deck or your porch or patio, bring them inside, put them in a bright sunny window where they're going to get as much sun as possible, and you'll probably lose 20-25% of the foliage. So don't be concerned, it's natural and your plant will adapt to it. And remember, if you're growing hibiscus, they are hungry. And during the winter months, they need to be fed every couple of weeks or use a product like dynamite. And that way, every time you water, the hibiscus plant will be fed. If you have gardenias and you want to bring them inside, bring them in. put them in a brightly lit area. And if you have a wood stove, a pellet stove, or gas heat that is blown in as forced hot air, you're going to need to take that gardenia plant, get a big saucer that is the same width as the spread of the foliage, fill it full of marble chip or some gravel that you may have in your driveway, wash it and clean it, and set your plant on top of this saucer filled with stone, and every morning fill the saucer with water to the bottom of your pot. And during the day, it will evaporate, it will create humidity around the plant, and it will help it a great deal. If you have forced hot water, your homes tend to stay a little bit more on the humid side, not as dry, and they'll do just as well. But again, use a saucer filled with stones, set your plant on top of the rock, and add water every single day. When the buds form, miss the flower buds twice a day on your gardenias. Once in the morning, and once before you go to bed. And what I've done in the past is I'll just take a quart mister bottle, fill it full of water, and leave it right near the gardenia plant. And when I walk by it, when I think of it, I miss the buds. That way there's less of a problem with the buds from the gardenias falling from the plant just as they get ready to open. If you have azaleas that are potted that you receive for maybe Easter or Mother's Day, they're all in bud right now, and you want to keep them outside near your back door or front door, and that way when they call for a frost, you can bring it in. And when the weather warms up, you can put it back outside. That way they'll bloom for the Christmas holidays for you. So try and keep it as cool as possible. And then the last plant is your Christmas cactus. Christmas cactus is a plant that needs short days and cool temperatures to bloom. So leave them near the house where you can get to them easily on these nice days. But if they call for the possibility of temperatures getting close to freezing, bring them in at night. And then when the weather warms up, you can put them back outside. And that will make them bloom at Christmas, not at Thanksgiving. So start thinking about rotating your plants. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
And next up, we've got Richard from South Carolina, and he's got a question about his crepe myrtle.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the crepe myrtle?
Well, my neighbor has a beautiful red one in her yard, and I, early this year before spring hit, I trimmed it back because they grow like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, is it possible to start a shoot off of hers?
You can start a shoot with the new growth that's going to be produced next spring. The reason is, right now, the branches that you're going to be pruning later on during the year is woody. And you need to use a rooting hormone for hardwood cuttings, which would be similar to rooting rhododendron or holly or azaleas, plants like that. But in the spring, when your crepe myrtle makes about 4 to 6 inches of new growth, that new growth will be succulent. And you can buy a regular rooting powder, take your cuttings, dip your cuttings into the rooting powder, shake off the excess, and put them in pots. And what I've done, my son lives in Florida, and he has some crepe myrtle, and we did that last spring. We went down to see him, and we put 5 cuttings into a 1 gallon or an 8-inch pot, and he kept it in a nice a sunny window, and then moved them outside when the weather stabilized, and they rooted. And this coming spring, he is going to plant them in his yard. So springtime, new growth, rooting powder, and you'll have pretty good results rooting them.
That's wonderful. I sure appreciate the help, because I cut off a shoot here a couple of weeks ago and kept it in water, and it, like you say, it's not in its season, so it just kind of died.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, from growing all year, it tends to get stringy, and it tends to get fibrous. And it's hard to stimulate a root when you have material like that. You can, but it's just that the rooting powder that you would buy, if you do it in the late spring, summer, after you've got the new growth, you can buy a little package of rooting powder that's going to maybe cost you $3, $4, $5. But if you buy a package of hardwood cutting rooting powder, instead of being $3 to $5, you're talking $25 to $35 for the same thing, because it's a lot more potent. So for me, I'll save some money. I'll do it when it's easier. And the other thing too is, if you try and root cuttings now and you're using the rooting powder, you've got to provide bottom heat, so that you've got to put the pots or the trays on like a heating pad to give you that bottom heat to stimulate those roots to form on the plant. But if you do it with young, succulent growth, then you don't need the bottom heat.
Boy, I tell you what, that is nice to know, because I just love those trees, especially the red ones. They are so beautiful for about 4 months out of the summer. They're just gorgeous.
My son always calls me and he'll say, "Dad, they are in bloom and you should see them." And he's got 2 or 3 colors, and it's a great plant that's winter hardy from Washington, D.C. south. It blooms all summer. But the one thing that people have a real tough time is in the early spring, because it grows so fast, crepe myrtle can grow 3, 4, 5, 6 feet in 1 year, is to take your loppers and to really cut it back to stimulate it to really become productive. So you gotta take your loppers, maybe even a little pruning saw, and walk up to the plant and say, "I'm doing this for your own good." And the first year I pruned them, I did some research, and my son had plants that were like 7 feet tall, and we cut them down to 3. And to look at the expression on his face, he thought that I was out of my mind. He said, "Dad, you're from Maine. This is a Florida plant." But I said, I did the research.
Crepe myrtle murder.
Yeah, exactly. But if you do that, you shouldn't have any problem at all. And the other thing, too, is when your crepe myrtle, like right now, It's all done blooming. And it has a lot of seed pods on it. And you'll see these little round pods where the blossoms were. When they start to turn brown, collect them. And if you want, during the winter, you can crack the pods open and you can plant the seed in containers on your windowsill, and you'll have brand new seedlings to plant in the spring. So you can either do it by the seed or by rooting cuttings.
Okay. I think I'll try it both ways.
Why not?
It works the best. And I sure appreciate your help.
I thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. If we can help you, don't be shy. The way that you learn is to ask. And if I don't know, I will find out for you. So, the question is, what's the number? It's 855-660-4261. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The number, 855-660-4261. A day like today, perfect for a visit to your local garden center. Get your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and get them in the ground. The ground is nice and warm. They'll get established, and they'll be a lot stronger going into the winter. And that way, when spring arrives, and you fed up with the snow, with everything being brown, you'll have beautiful color. And when you plant, use some fertilizer. Don't use bone meal. Stay away from it, because it's going to attract mice, chipmunks, and voles. And they're going to eat some of your bulbs. What I'd like you to use is the Dr. Earth bulb food. It's a 3-14-2 fertilizer, and it has all kinds of microbes, bacteria, and fungi in it to stimulate growth and get those bulbs quickly established. So while the weather's good, let's get them in the ground now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Debbie from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about her hydrangeas.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, good morning. I have a hydrangea bush. It's the blue one that I had put in the ground maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
It's a good size, but I have it tucked in a corner under an oak tree, so it's filtered and shaded. And I think aesthetically, I wanted to transplant it to the front of my house under the window. I have a cape, so I have the four windows, and I think I'd like to put it on the corner. So this is like an emotional change for me. The hydrangea seems to be doing okay where it's located, but it's a good size hydrangea, and I was wondering if I could transplant it now.
Okay. The blue hydrangea is probably the least hardy of all of the hydrangea.
Okay.
And for you to go in there now, cut the roots, move it to a new location, and you got to remember, it's October 16th. You're not going to have many days where the plant is going to be able to rebuild the root system from where you cut it and you moved it. So I would rather that you wait until the end of March or the month of April, depending on what the weather is. And that way, you'd have less of a problem of the plant possibly dying back to the ground and having to start all over, and you'd lose the blossoms for that year.
Okay.
Now, in the area where you're going to take the blue one, buy a hydrangea called Annabelle. Okay? Annabelle is a shade-loving hydrangea.
Oh, okay.
And big white blossoms. The plant grows to be about 3, sometimes 4 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
You get a big round ball that will be 6 to 8 inches in diameter and blooms every single year. And I was up in Presque Isle, Maine, which is almost at the Canadian border. And they had them growing in Presque Isle, and they said they bloomed every single year. So it's a very hardy variety, and the Annabelle is the original ball hydrangea that we now have blue and pink and all kinds of combinations. But it will tolerate the shade, while the blue ones will bloom a lot better in the sun.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
I thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The one thing that we all want to do this fall, we're very dry for most of us. When the foliage comes off your hydrangea and your roses, spray them with wilt-proof or wilt-stop. It will help to prevent winter damage.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.